February 20th. Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. While he was talking to them, behold, a ruler came and kneeled and said, "My daughter has now died, but if you will come and lay your hand on her, she will live." Jesus and his disciples arose and followed him. Behold, on the way a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years came behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his coat, saying to herself, "If only I could touch his coat, I would be cured." Jesus turned, saw her, and said, "Be of good courage, daughter. Your faith has saved you." From that hour she was healed. Jesus went into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd mourning and said, "Make room, for the girl is not dead, only asleep." They ridiculed him. Jesus expelled the crowd, took her hand, and the maiden arose. The report about her went into all that region. Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56. Jesus returned, and a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. And behold, a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, approached him and fell at his feet and begged him to come to his house, because he had an only daughter about 12 years old, and she was dying. As Jesus was going, the crowds pushed against him. A woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years and had spent everything she had on physicians and could not be healed, approached Jesus from behind. She touched the fringe of his coat, and her hemorrhage immediately ceased. Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" While all were denying, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing against you." Jesus responded, "Someone touched me, for I know that power has gone from me." The woman saw that she was not hidden, and she came trembling and fell down before him, and told in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she was instantly healed. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he was yet speaking, someone from the ruler's house came, saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher any more." Jesus heard this and answered, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will live." He came to the house, but did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter, John, James, and the child's parents. And all were crying and mourning greatly over her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." However, they ridiculed him, knowing she was dead. But he took her hand and said, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned, and immediately she stood up. He asked that she be given something to eat. Her parents were greatly amazed. He charged them to tell no one what had happened.